This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Vice President Mike Pence is trying to patch together some coalition that could defund Planned Parenthood and replace Obamacare between Republican members of Congress that don't want to cut Planned Parenthood funding and those who won't support anything but an entire replacement of Obamacare. Pence has his work cut out for him. Mammograms are a good part of health care, but they are not a reason to keep Planned Parenthood funded because Planned Parenthood does not do mammograms and never has. But that is not stopping New York Senator Chuck Schumer last month or MSNBC this week from repeating the mantra that cutting such funding will make women die. However, many of the federal clinics that would receive diverted Planned Parenthood funds actually do perform mammograms. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. The chair of the Democrat National Committee, Tom Perez, is unrepentant in his epithet-laced claim that Republicans don't care about people. MSNBC reporter Willie Geist asked if perhaps Perez regretted his comments given last year's Democrat opposition to divisive rhetoric. But Perez simply stepped up the rhetoric, saying that the first 60 days of the Trump presidency are marked by chaos and carnage. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.